From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. According to officials with knowledge of the decision, President-elect Donald Trump is expected to select billionaire investor Wilbur Ross for Commerce Secretary. The 78-year-old billionaire is a chairman of private equity firm W.L. Ross & Company, and it's known for buying up failed companies. Trump just named his first women to cabinet-level positions. They are South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley as the country's U.N. ambassador and charter schools advocate Betsy DeVos as his Secretary of Education. Turkey said Thursday three of its soldiers were killed in a Syrian airstrike in northern Syria. At least 10 other soldiers were wounded. It is believed the first fatalities among Turkish forces engaged in Operation Euphrates Shield, an offensive launched in August to clear its border area of Islamic State and Kurdish fighters. Thursday, European Union lawmakers called for a temporary halt to EU membership talks with Turkey because of Ankara's disproportionate reaction to July's failed coup. Members of the European Parliament voted 479-37 in favor of a non-binding motion urging the European Commission and national governments to institute what lawmakers acknowledge would be a largely symbolic freeze in negotiations that have been going on for 11 years but have long stalled. Austria has led calls to stop Turkey's membership talks. Germany, France, and most other EU states for now have backed continued engagement. EU leaders are due to discuss Turkey again. That's, of course, when they meet in Brussels at a regular summit that occurs on December 15th and 16th. This is VOA News. The U.S. Navy said hackers have gained access to the Social Security numbers and other sensitive information of more than 134,000 current and former U.S. sailors. The data breach occurred after hackers compromised the laptop of an employee of a Navy contractor with Hewlett-Packard Enterprise. In a statement released, the Navy said the information was accessed by unknown individuals and that the investigation is underway to identify and help those whose information was exposed. The information was taken from what is known as the Career Points database, which is used to submit reenlistment and occupation requests. Hewlett-Packard Enterprise informed the Navy of the breach on October 27th. At least two people have been killed, 16 others wounded in a car bomb attack targeting a government building in Turkey's southern city of Adana. Mahmut Demirtas, the governor for Adana province, told the state-run agency that the attack occurred in a parking lot near the entrance to his office. He said it was believed to have been carried out by a woman without saying whether or not it was a suicide attack. The attack was the latest in a string of deadly bombings that have rocked Turkey for more than a year. The attacks have been carried out by Kurdish militants or the Islamic State group. NATO has ended Operation Ocean Shield after a sharp drop-off by attacks by Somali pirates. The Royal Danish Air Force carried out the last Indian Ocean surveillance missions for NATO. The NATO operation had been considered one part of a highly successful coordinated international response to the threat of piracy that also included the European Union, the United States, and other independent nations. And during its peak, piracy off the Horn of Africa had an economic impact of $7 billion, with more than 1,000 hostages taken. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has named, again, the first women to cabinet-level positions, and meanwhile, he did discuss Thanksgiving, which is being celebrated this Thursday.
We've just finished a long and bruising political campaign. Emotions are raw and tensions just don't heal overnight. It doesn't go quickly, unfortunately. But we have before us the chance now to make history together, to bring real change to Washington, real safety to our cities, and real prosperity to our communities, including our inner cities. So important to me and so important to our country.
And for the last time, President Barack Obama performed the traditional pardoning of the National Thanksgiving Turkey. The president turned serious during his regular weekly address Thursday to reflect on the spirit of Thanksgiving, saying Thanksgiving reminds us that no matter our differences, we are still one people, part of something bigger than ourselves. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.